You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side, 12 minutes past 12. No, pardon me, 25 minutes past 12. 12 p.m. How are you? Welcome. We're Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce, and now you should brace up. You're about to win some Nigeria Info money. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. You're listening to Ludovico Inwadi, Devonire. The meaning? Oh, in a moment. What kind of songs do you like? Naira Marley, David O. I'm asking the lady in the studio with me. What did you say? Naira Marley? Burna Boy? What'd you listen to? What? Beyonce? Well, that was yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome to you. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Open Thought it is. Yeah. I love silence, and I hope you get to find the beauty of life just so that you can get to enjoy the element, or say the excellence, of the spirit of art. And maybe life isn't so hard after all. You just don't get it yet. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info Money. Well, I like when I say it's Nigeria Info Money, because really that's exactly what it is. But you know, this month, well, October 1st was the date for our anniversary, but we chose instead to make it communal and more celebratory by opening up the entire days of the month of October to you, so you could win something. Yeah. So today we have quiz for you. Olachi is going to read the questions. I'm going to be timekeeper. I'll write your name and count your losses. But honestly, I really do wish you victory. I hope you get to win. I think I'll try out 2-3 people. I'm not sure. Answer as many questions as you can in 1 minute. May the grace of what? Tuesday be with you. Good luck, my friends. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. The sun rises here. Welcome. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Hi, lady. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
I'm with you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Margaret.
Margaret?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty. You want to win?
Yes.
And look, you have to speak up so at least I can hear you and I don't
count.
I'm hearing you. Well, that's one part. The other part is let me hear you so I don't count something against you, okay?
All right.
If you're ready, your time will start now.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Who proposed this law? Isaac Newton or Charles Darwin?
Isaac Newton.
Beauty with brains is the basic concept of which famous competition? Miss Universe or Big Brother?
Big Brother.
In 2017, Bill Gates held which position in the list of world's richest people? Second position or first position?
Second position.
A flutter is a group name for which creature? Butterflies or bees?
Butterfly.
How many eyes does a spider have? 8 or 6?
6.
Who discovered penicillin? Alexander Fleming or Mother Teresa?
Alexander Fleming.
Name the agency under the United Nations that works for children. UNICEF or UNESCO?
UNICEF.
In which city is the United Nations headquarters situated? New York or Paris?
Paris.
Your time's up.
All right.
And that was good, child. That was so good. What's your name, pretty?
Margaret.
Margaret. All right. Margaret, I don't have your number. I'm hoping someone can help me catch your number there. What does your number end with, Margaret?
33.
All right, Maggie. All right. So stick around. You might just be shortlisted as the winner today. All right?
All right.
Thank you very much. She's quite measured in her tone. Who knew that she could try so hard? 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Welcome, Lagos. Hi. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Tobe. I want to play.
Tobe, you want to play. May the force be with you. Your time starts now.
How many centimeters are there in a meter? 100 or 1,000?
You're Googling
100.
It.
100.
Who presented the theory of evolution? Charles Darwin or Isaac Newton?
Pardon?
Who presented the theory of evolution? Charles Darwin or Isaac Newton?
Isaac Newton.
Who is the author of the famous novel Oliver Twist? Charles Dickson or Enid Blyton?
Charles Dickson.
How many seas are there in the world? 7 seas or 9 seas?
Are there what?
How many seas are there in the world? 7 seas or 9 seas?
7 seas.
Ottawa is the capital of which country? Canada or Australia?
Canada.
In which country was Kofi Annan born? Ghana or South Africa?
Ghana.
Sydney is a famous city in which country? Australia or the US?
What?
Sydney is a famous city in which country? Australia. Which fruit fell off a tree when Newton discovered the law of gravity? An apple or an orange?
Your time's up.
Wow.
Your time's up, my friend. What? Did you know it? You don't know it now. Why are you doing, huh? Toby, Toby, how do you think you did?
What?
How do you think you did?
I think I scored myself 6/10.
6/10?
Yeah.
At least you're honest. Oh, thank you very much for calling, and I could shortlist you. Thank you very much. Just keep listening, okay? 99.3 Nigeria Info. Okay, so two. Let's do one more, meaning we're eliminating. I'm picking two people, then we'll eliminate one.
Okay.
How about that? That's fair, isn't it? Fair game. Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Christopher.
The volume of your radio set. Could you
All
tell
right,
me
it's load already.
It's load?
Yeah.
You sure? What's your name?
Christopher, calling from Agbara, first time caller.
No. Do you listen to Nigeria Info normally?
Yes, I've been listening for months now. Well, I've been trying to call every half since, but I haven't been going through. So this is my first time of.
So it's not like you're calling us
no
to just
pick my call.
Take our money.
All
right, okay. So you know what? Look, good luck to you, okay? And your time
All right.
starts now.
A group of lions is known as a pride or a pack.
What is it?
A group of lions is known as a pride or a pack.
Pride.
Which bird is a universal symbol for peace? A dove or an eagle?
Eagle.
How many legs does a spider have? 8 or 6?
6.
A Komodo dragon is which kind of animal? A lizard or a snake?
Again.
A Komodo dragon is which kind of animal? A lizard or a snake?
Lizard.
A python is a poisonous snake. This statement is true or false?
True.
Which animal's eyes is bigger than its brain? An ostrich or a vulture?
Ostrich.
You can't see me is a catchphrase of which famous wrestler? John Cena or The Undertaker?
Undertaker.
Fe is the atomic symbol of which element, iron or oxygen?
Again.
Fe is the atomic symbol of which element, iron or oxygen?
Iron.
Which type of blood group is a universal donor, O or AB?
Your time's up.
Oh.
AB.
Sorry.
Well, I don't think you did so badly. What do you think?
What do you say?
How good do you think you did?
I can't really say. Let's say 5/10 at least.
Oh, you have some. Look.
Reaching out.
Who's that speaking behind you?
A friend of mine who we listen to. We are a fashion designer, so we listen to
Nigeria Info.
All our time. So we are in this workshop. So
beautiful. And look, thank you very much. Give me a moment. I'm going to get back to you with who could be winning today's money. Thank you very much. Bye bye. All right, Lagos, Nigeria. Well, it could be you tomorrow, all right? Yeah. Needless to worry. Off on a break, we'll be right back. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. Okay, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. And Nigeria Info. And by the way, let me also mention that every show through your 24-hour clock on Nigeria Info is giving away money. So if you don't win here, let's say you tried calling in, you couldn't get through on the sunny side. Well, the show after mine, The Hard Facts, you can try, okay? And the show after that as well. Yeah, through the hour, through the clock, and you might just be lucky. But you can't win twice. Yeah, you know, you have to give your brother an opportunity to win something. Yeah. So morning show, all these shows from Sheriff to That Pretty Girl in the Night Show. Ada, yeah. Try, my friends, try. Well, Lagos doesn't sleep. I was going to say try at night, but no, there's no time. I mean, Lagos don't sleep, so just try, okay? But today, it's over. We'll try again tomorrow. No, I'm not here tomorrow, by the way. Can I tell you that? Yeah. Why? Long story. But I'm not here tomorrow, All right. And don't miss me. All right. Okay. So the show begins. The Sunny Side. Now, today's Tuesday, Open Thought. And Tuesdays, I mean, we do many things. But Tuesday, we kind of assign it to people in institutions that we hope, I mean, I think we aspire to it. But some of you are so disgraceful in your character. There's nothing to aspire to. Look, maybe nobody tells you in that language. Yeah, but that's the truth. And you know it. You just hope no one has enough courage to look you in the eye and say, you know, you're really a work of crap. All right. Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Last week on the show, Open Thought, which was a continuation of our divorce series, a lady called in saying that she had attempted suicide over her relationship with her husband in the marriage in which she was in, of course. And she really wanted help. In fact, she wasn't even the topic. She called early enough to really kind of take us all into a conversation around marriages that work like that, and particularly her own marriage. All right. Remember that last week's topic, we couldn't quite deal with it. So today is the day. Welcome to the show. And last week, the conversation intended was that in some marriages, I don't think it's the same in every marriage, in some marriages, there is a pattern. Now, the question is, that this pattern looks like it works, or does it? Now, that's the thing. It looks like it's working. I mean, some of you, you really say that you're married. You have a ring on your finger. You go home to a man and maybe three kids or four kids, depending on how many kids you have. So it's working. At least it looks like it's working because you're still there. All right. A woman called in 2 weeks ago, and she said, at least she tried to verbalize the dynamic that is obtainable in her marriage, what she does. And something that you heard was that, in her words, you have to play dumb, play ignorant, play back, play, yeah, play, what's that? That's not defense in football. Is that what it is? Yeah, that's defense, because attack is front, yeah. You play in the shadows, basically. And she says, well, that's what you have to do. And I thought, really? And she said, yeah, because sometimes, she said, sometimes even as a wife, you know something, but just so that the man don't feel any type of way, you hold your opinions to yourself. So she said something in the lines of, you have to play dumb, you have to play down, and even when you know something, you keep it to yourself. She spoke about how she got a job better than the one, better than the job she had with her husband in terms of income. And her husband wouldn't let her go work. So she had to kneel down to kind of persuade him, you know, to get him to budge a little bit about this offer that she had to go work outside of their business. Eventually, he agreed. So, men, I have a question for you. Is this the dynamic, and I'm really not being judgmental in my proposition, it's that this question is really out of curiosity. Is this the dynamic by which marriages would work? I mean, in your view, you think, well, the woman has to play down. You know, she has to play down. And the reason women say that they do it is because anything that looks bold and outspoken and present and maybe also playing front or playing forward is deemed to be competitive. And some men don't like that, you know? I mean, the way men understand it is, well, you know, it's like competition. So he wants to be the only one in front and have her at the back. And she only comes forward when she's called upon, that kind of thing. So is that the dynamic that works for marriages? So that's one question. Is that what the submission could mean? Because many times I think the word submission used in the context of marriage is very ambiguous. I really think so. So let's see whether we can try to verbalize what we mean when we say submission. And God bless you propagandists who have propagated, you know, this whole submission jargon. You know, you just go on. You've done more gospel work about submission than you have about the cross. It seems as though your end is that married. So that's really all you, and you just tell her, you must submit. I saw a pastor on Instagram. He said, women, speak life into your husbands. even when he's not acting right, or even when he's not acting respectful, you know, keep doing the work. And I almost threw my phone at him. I'm like, wait, wait. Which grace is the woman operating on that never fails, that's ever permanently consistent? But the one the man operates on seems to always just get jacked up. It always collapses. But somehow that one that the woman is on is supposed to, I mean, the woman doesn't even know what sustains her, but she just knows that she's self-sustained. And then the man knows he's not always self-sustained. And someone really has to deal with that. Okay. I know you get it. So is that submission? Is that what we mean when we say submission? Or is that the woman surrendering power to something? I'm not going to tell you the word that I think in my head, because I don't want you to get defensive. I really don't. Hopefully we can extract some common sense, and maybe one day, nah. I was going to say maybe one day I'm going to be like you, but son, nah. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Nigeria Info, welcome to a divorce series and the dynamic that's obtainable, or in your view, the one that works. How the woman should play, where she should play, in order for the marriage to work. Welcome to the show. You're on the sunny side. Hi, welcome. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. So the background is noisy. No, I do apologize. You might have to find a quieter place and then call back. Hi, Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Welcome to the show. Turn off the volume of your radio set, and then, of course, the conversation goes on. Hi.
Yeah.
Welcome. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Christian.
Welcome, Christian. Happy to have you here.
Yeah, I'm very fine.
You're Nigeria Info, so Christian, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to play the game, the quiz.
Tomorrow. Whoever's on the show tomorrow will do it.
Okay.
Good luck, okay? The sunny side. Hi. How are you?
Good afternoon, man.
Yeah, welcome. Good afternoon. How are you? Remember that the 01 number is for the ladies. And ladies, please call. All right? 01-465-7190, the sunny side. And 0700-993-993-993. That number is assigned to angels, demons, and men. Hi, welcome to
Hello.
The show. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my comrade.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, I support that one. You said that a woman should be like a man. But
there was a time when one man,
anytime when he drinks finish, he come back, he go throwing time, another place, throwing salt, another place. This woman started complaining until she started praying for the man, until she started not complaining again. You know that God gave that man the grace to change.
Mm.
I hear what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
I support that a man is misbehaving.
Yeah.
Make the woman continue praying.
Still praying.
For him.
Wow.
But a woman should not be praying for him when the man is cheating.
Okay.
I'm not about that one.
Okay.
But God said it in the Bible that a woman should pray for her for her husband.
Really?
Why a man should respect his wife. That is what happened in the Bible.
You read it backwards. I'm sure you read that Bible backwards. But it's okay. You can have it.
Read the Bible past you. I read the Bible past you. It's written in the Bible now. It's written in the Bible. It's in the Matthew. It's in the Matthew chapter 70:71.
All right.
Matthew chapter 70:71.
You can have it. Believe me, you can totally have it.
Yes. Yes. God said it that a woman should pray for a man. Why am I to respect your wife?
I am.
Yes.
All right. Thank you
very much. In Matthew chapter 70:71.
All right. 99.3 Nigeria. Nigeria Info. Hello. The sunny side. How are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Hi, pretty. How are you?
kind of Europe. And
don't whisper, honey.
Yeah, really did a good job there. I know most of our men, they will not call to contribute.
They're calling.
They will not call you to contribute.
No, they will call.
They will just call to attack. They will call you to attack you. I know what they're up to.
We're here for the party. No, don't worry. We're here for the party. Don't worry. It's a party. We're here for it.
They don't want to accept the truth.
Don't worry. What's the truth, by the way? I don't even know what it is because I asked a question. Now, don't do that. You see, in a conversation, what you don't want to do is dance around without a spare head. Like, you cannot aim to be aimless. And what I mean is, if something is wrong, you should try, even if it's in your mother tongue, to articulate the issue for what it is. You should understand the matter to the degree to which, anyhow they slice it, anybody who's reading the situation or reading the event or reading you in that picture understands that you know what you're talking about. Yeah? What is true for you might not be true for the man. Let's also say that. You know? So, if you are insisting that something is true for you, and we can juxtapose that against what the man believes is true for him, then we find a common denominator. We find what should be. So that looks like a fair game to play, if you know what I mean. All right, Nigeria Info. Hey, how are you?
Sorry, good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, Naibuka de Tau.
Okay.
To me, submission is respect. Respect is reciprocal. Respect is given, respect is in, not given. Like I said, being reciprocal, you give me, I give you, right? And for entitlement mentality, it goes to what you bring to the table. Because I begin to wonder, submission, so I should submit to your mumu-ish way of doing things, which is not my value system. It doesn't agree with me. So in this present day, it's reciprocal. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. He's unmarried. You can tell by the contribution. The Sunny Side, welcome to the show. Hello. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
It's Franca from Open Stage.
Okay, Franca,
I have just one question for comrade. The man who comes back to the entire land, has he respected his wife as the man said?
Oh, okay.
Let him answer us.
Okay, well, thank you.
George, thank you very much.
Oh, God bless you.
You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Not only women, the world, generally. Because even here I am living presently, I see people, the way they treat their wife.
Oh.
I say, what is the problem? Even if you are not educated, can't you stand? Can't you go for mentoring, let people teach you so that you learn what is supposed to be your right? Huh? Do you just become slave just because you are married?
Well, we don't know. I think it sounds like that.
People behave in this
in some
side of town, man. It's terrible. It's terrible.
What side of town is that?
A good job. God will continue to bless you.
Well, yeah, thank you. She said this side of town. It's like it's worse in your neighborhood. 9:00 Info, good afternoon to you.
Comrade calling back, auntie.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, the man is respecting his wife now. Yes, they are in one accord. They are in one accord. Yeah. I still maintain that a woman should be praying for her husband. A woman should be praying. It's written. That's my thing. I always say, ask me. He himself will not say it's written. And you may not know it's written because
I don't
know they go to church.
As a pagan that I am.
You know they go to church because if you tell me, say they go to church, you know they tell me, say, am I sure that I've written my Bible very, very well?
You're right. I don't go. You're actually right.
You know, tell me, say, I've written my Bible. Well, I don't read from Genesis to Revelation.
You can read something.
You want that a woman to pray for your husband.
You can read.
Yes.
You can read and not understand.
Okay.
You can.
Okay. I read. I don't understand. I understand well, well.
Oh yeah.
I understand well, well.
Okay.
I don't read Bible since 1980.
That's not. Do you understand? Is the question. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Yes.
All right. The Sunny Side. Wow. What a day. Welcome. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Can I get the name of the person who sent the message? Is there a name there? Well, what's his name? What's the message? Please tell Comrade Ikechukwu, the Koboko man, that there is nothing like Matthew 70:71. Matthew ends at chapter 28. Oh, wow. That's on his head. All right, Lagos, Nigeria. 0700-993-993-993. It is our divorce series. And I think we're trying to articulate what submission would mean in actual action. Welcome. My name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello.
The Sunny Side. Your Nigeria Info. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Welcome. Tell us your name.
Yeah, thank you.
Speak up for us, okay? Well, are you happy?
Huh?
Are you happy?
I am happy. You know,
oh, great.
The way people talk about this marriage issue, as if, see, every man should marry who he is okay with.
That's ambiguous. What does okay mean in this context?
Okay. When I wanted to get married, I told myself, I don't want a woman I can tear her down there and she will sleep without conscience.
So she must obey you?
No. She should ask, why should I sit down?
Who's got time for that? Okay.
I want a woman who can speak up for herself. Madam, sit down. And she'll go and sit down. Madam, stand up. And she will stand up.
But you just said it. You just said you want to be able to tell her to sit down and she sits down.
No, I said I don't want a woman I will tell to sit down and she will sit.
Believe me, I heard. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
She should have. I wanted a woman that will have a voice of her own.
Mm.
And when I got married, my friends were telling me,
what?
Yeah, boy, so you should know what I just.
One day translator, you can't be too sure. You sure?
they will always tell me I've married somebody I can't control.
Oh.
I told them I don't want a woman I can control.
Okay.
I want a woman that when I am leaving the house, I can live rest assured that whatever decision she takes, when I come back, I should be happy with it.
Okay.
Not a woman, hello? They said, your brother said this one. What should I tell him? I don't want that kind of woman.
Oh.
Not married to my type of woman. If you're my brother, you come to my house and do nonsense. My wife will give you a load of shit, like a load of shit.
Oh, really?
In trucks. And you take them home in trucks. We both know we give ourselves our respect. And that is where it ends. You come to my house and do rubbish. I'll go and lie down on the bed and be sleeping. My wife will give me a truckload of shit. I take it home. It's not of my business. And I'm happy with it. Because I know that if anything happens today and I died today, my wife can stand and defend my children. That is how I want it. So,
okay.
And this thing of pray for your husband. You, when they pray for somebody, have you prayed for yourself finished?
Oh, well.
You are praying for her husband that is not praying for himself. I beg. Heavenly lady said by head. Everybody should run in his
head. Sounds like your boss. Thank you for calling. Is that his head by head? Well, it sounds like, you know, like you're chasing a bus down the highway. The Sunny Side. We're off on a break to bring you lost to the headlines. The conversation continues when we return. My name's Joyce. You're on The Sunny Side. We're Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. 4 minutes past 1 p.m. on Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Yeah, my friend. So, before I give you the numbers, welcome if you have just tuned in. This is our divorce series, and we're talking about the dynamic that appears to work. It does quite appear to work. Then the question is, does it? A woman called the show and said, well, a woman in her marriage, for example, which would certainly represent some marriages, you have to play back, play quiet, be quiet, not be seen, not necessarily express ideas or have them. And if ever there was too much grace upon the face of the earth that you had ideas, you would not share them except you were asked by your husband. Anything that shows a certain level of freedom or the freedom of expression or freedom of human thought and then also the freedom to air them could be seen to be competitive. Yeah, some men like to be in control, and what that would mean is they tell you what to do, if you should do it, when, how you should do it, or if you should do anything at all. It's, well, maybe there's a justification for it. All right. I want to believe that there is. But she sounded as though, well, when I know something, I don't say, because he feels a certain type of way. She says she got a job and he wouldn't let her work. So she had to kneel down to beg him. Is that what you mean when you say submission? Is that a kind of, can we say that that's what submission could mean? Yeah, where you know it but you're quiet. It's like maybe, you know, an organizational structure where the person who is head of the department doesn't know it, and then even though you know it, you don't say anything until you're asked. Because, you know, there's a head, and maybe the head should do all the work, and until he needs help, he is fine. Something like that. Well, that's some organizations. Other organizations are different. The structure is different. The interaction is different. People tend to interact and share ideas, and then the best ideas stay afloat, and those not so strong sink to the bottom, and then you take the best ideas, you merge them together, and then you get something. You know, I don't know. So tell me, is that a kind of submission? Is that what's required? I mean, you all say that there can't be two captains on a ship, yeah? All right. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. It's our divorce series. You're on the show. You're live. Hi.
Hi.
The volume of your radio set. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name? Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, it's off. My radio is off.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ngozi. I'm calling you from Lekki Azu.
Thank you, Ngozi, for calling.
Yeah. Your topic, Joyce, may I start with the people that have the notion that the woman must pray for the husband. I don't have any problem praying for anybody the same way I may pray for my younger ones or my parents. But what people should understand is spiritually, a man is the spiritual head of every family. Well, let's bring religion into it now. So if there is anybody that should pray for anyone, it should be the man praying for the entire family, including the wife. And that brings me to the question, how many men have actually prayed for their wives? Let me hold it there. Then coming to the main question you asked, I think if there is any word that has been seriously abused in Africa, is
submission?
submissiveness.
Yeah, submission, uh-huh.
People actually abuse, they've murdered that word to suit their own ego, to suit their own lifestyle, or to suit their own pattern of
the
life,
definition,
what they
yeah.
want to achieve in a relationship or in a marriage. Many Africans, what I see, Joyce, is actually a master and the servant kind of relationship in many marriages, and not as a helpmate as it may actually be. Your helpmate should actually be somebody like your deputy, somebody, your assistant, somebody that is deputizing you. When you are not there, somebody that takes over, or somebody you can actually relinquish some of your things. Okay, help me do this, help me do that, and you run things together. But many men actually don't like that. But what they prefer is this kind of a master-servant relationship. Mm. And that's what they have turned their wives into. Mm. And unfortunately, many women, because of the way they are brought up, or their background, or the knowledge, or because most of their own parents pass through such ill treatment, they have come to see this as a way of life, as a norm. Lastly, Joyce, I think the only thing that makes African men think they are more superior than the women is just finance. Remove finance from any African man and place him at par with any woman, you can see that they are powerless as anything. And that's why many of them in the years, even in the present, have continually deprived their spouses of that financial freedom in order for them to still be in control. Because they feel once these women are financially capable, them will lose their own power, will power of maltreatment, of treating them like trash, as they like. as the women coming back to them at any given point to collect or to request for assistance. And that's actually what some men prefer. For those, you will see that their families are not this type. Probably the wives couldn't secure a job. You see how they run families by providing for everything, making every resources available. Not like waiting for the woman to come and bow to collect money for feeding. I've seen men, Joyce, that buy cane. You know, Anna, this one that they sell, teachers use in those days. They buy it for their wives and they use it on people's daughter. I'm talking of adults here in the name of marriages.
Bring it back. Bring that back. You say men buy whips for their wives?
Anna Joyce, this cane now that you see they use for making
Billy, I heard you every time you said it. I don't know whether I understand what you mean. I'm just really repeating
Joyce,
the words.
I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling you, it's somebody I know very well. That's what that lady passes through. I chose to keep quiet because I've seen she's also not well informed. And she feels she doesn't have anybody, if she takes an action or do something. So she feels to live with this kind of man at home that comes back every evening using the cane on her and flog her as if he's how these people beating Nama and carrying Nama around. And she is comfortable with the man and she still cooks and gives this man food. And the man enjoys this kind of power over this woman. Probably right. Because he feels he is the man.
Okay.
And when you inquire, you discover this kind of man did not even pay any bride price on this lady.
But even if he did, you know, like...
I don't know, Joyce. I'm only saying, yes, of course.
Because
he did pay any bride price.
Yeah, what does that mean that he paid?
You have bought the...
Did he buy a slave? Like, what are we talking about here? You get it?
Exactly.
Like, what are
exactly.
We,
but I'm only saying, this is the kind of men we have.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what some of them choose to be to some of their wives.
Okay.
So I don't really know whether this kind of mindset, and me, I've chosen for my son to give him a proper training. I will never stand to see my son humiliate another person's daughter. So you start as far as they are, as young as they are, you start teaching them those values.
Okay.
Marriage is not slavery. Let me end with that. Thank you so much.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Thank you for calling. Welcome to the show, 13 minutes past 1 p.m. My name's Joyce. One Nigeria Info, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, guys.
Welcome, good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon. Wasu. Yeah, Wasu.
Great. Go ahead.
Hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead. We're all with you.
All right. I think this is a very sensitive subject because people will argue from their own perspective.
What's your perspective? Don't bother about where they argue from. Give me your stand if you have any.
My stand is a man and a woman. No one is superior or inferior to
Are you married?
So when it comes to
Are you married?
Marriages,
Are you married?
Must take the lead.
Are you married? Good. Relax. We're following you. Are you married?
Of course I'm married.
Okay, great. You are saying someone should take the lead.
Someone must take the lead.
All right, okay. Go ahead.
It is arranged in a marriage that the man is the head of the house and the woman deputized. Because the woman is the one taking care of the work, the children, and what have you take care of the home?
Is that what deputizing means? That her role as deputy is to take care of the kids? Isn't it your kids? Whose responsibility is
no,
it?
No,
oh, it's not.
No.
It's not. Okay.
Don't get it wrong.
Oh.
The woman instills the family culture, the discipline in the children.
Whose discipline? Hold on. If you say you are the head of the family, then whose discipline is she instilling? The one you taught her that she's teaching the kids, or the one you know which you must teach your kids?
The one we both agree to teach our kids.
Okay. So it's her work to give them the value.
Both a man and a woman came from, both a husband and wife came from different backgrounds, different religions.
But it's the woman's responsibility to instill the values, yeah?
Of course.
Okay.
You spend more time with the kids than the man.
Yeah.
In most cases,
okay,
the women have more time with the children than the men.
Okay.
So in this case,
When you say in most cases, because you're married, so is your wife unemployed?
Of course, in my case, if my wife spends more time with my children,
you haven't answered the question. Yeah, so I'm trying to.
I'm not
contesting. Don't get defensive. Hold on a second. Don't get defensive. I'm not contesting what you're saying because you said in most cases, all would agree that women work as much as men do today. 20 years or 30 years ago, women were housewives. Now women are working. Some women don't work. So I'm asking you whether you're talking about your situation where your wife spends more time with the kids because she has no job, so she's at home.
Hello, Joyce.
Yes, your wife
at home. My wife is a banker, right?
Oh, your wife is...
More time. She doesn't work Saturday or Sunday. I work both Saturdays and Sundays because I'm an engineer. I'm into construction. I have projects that are time-bound. I have to finish on so time. When I'm given a contract, there's a time I have to finish it. Sometimes I stay on site for as long as possible.
Yeah,
but my wife closes by 5 p.m. in the evening, goes home to the kids, and she spends more time with the children. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
women, oftentimes, in most cases, have more time with the children than the men.
Now, you as an engineer, do you work Sunday to Sunday? Because as an engineer today, you have some time on your hands. I mean, I don't think you're working every time.
Of course. Sometimes I don't have to leave home as early as my wife.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I can leave home as late as 10 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. I have time with my kids.
Okay.
But even at that, she has gotten more time with the children.
Okay.
Because even sometimes when I leave home late, I can just take my kids to school. And we spend like an hour together because she gets them ready for school. Then I have to just wake up and take them to school.
Okay.
And on our way, we can catch up, we can talk. But when she comes back from 5 p.m., you will sleep. Who spends most time with the kids? The women.
Okay,
the women
when you say lead, so when you say someone takes the lead, what you also mean is that your decisions prevail.
No. It's not your decision says that. See, for me, marriage is something that a man and a woman have to discuss anything and everything want in their life or in their home. If your wife suggests something to you, you can give her a reason to counter it.
Do you think you're superior to your wife?
Make a decision, your wife can give you a reason why it shouldn't be that way.
Do you think you're superior to your... Hold on. Because you say you're ahead, because you say that you are the head, do you think you're superior to your wife? Do you think you're greater than her? How about that?
I don't know how you mean.
So maybe this is even a good enough excuse to just really end the conversation because the line's cranky, and then I'm not sure that you want to give me a straightforward answer. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Hi.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name, lady?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Please don't remain anonymous.
All right. Make it pop, girl.
And I want to say God will bless Mother and Gloria.
Who's Gloria?
The woman that called before this guy that called.
No, it's not Gloria. Ngozi.
Ngozi, okay. God will bless her.
Why? She spoke your confession.
She spoke my mind.
Oh, okay.
You know, in Africa, in Nigeria to be precise, when it comes to matter like this, you'll be seeing some men passing one bush, looking for the shortest way to issues.
Okay.
Joyce, as I am married.
Nice.
If I bring up suggestions for my husband that, yeah, let's do this, let's do that. I'm the kind of person that I hate somebody telling me it is not possible. I hate it. I do tell my kids, don't tell yourself you can't do it. You just have to tax yourself and you will break through.
So he tells you that every time you tell him, I think candles are better than light bulbs.
I tell my kids that.
Okay.
Because there is nothing to me. I believe nothing is impossible.
Okay.
I believe everything is possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I bring up suggestion and say, this thing we're about to do, let's do it this way.
Mm.
Why not do it like this? You will just hear my husband saying, well, this thing, it will not work.
All right.
And it's killing me. At the end of the day, you see that thing that he's saying it will not work. He will come back and say, it seems it's that thing that he said that I said it will not work. Maybe that is what we do.
Okay.
We come back to that same idea. And me, I don't bother myself anymore to disturb my brain. When you need my brain to work with your own, you will come and meet the brain. So I don't want to be wasting my brain for unnecessary discussion.
Okay.
Wow. I don't do that
anymore. Okay.
So when it comes to men not allowing their wives to work, is a woman that does not want to work that we say my husband does not want me to work. Marriage, not the everybody marriage.
No, not really. Because the woman who called last week, she wanted to work. Her husband didn't want her to work. So she had to kneel down to beg him. Honestly, every time I repeat that sentence, I want to peel my face.
I am not ready to kneel down to beg any man before I work. Because I can't be asking you to give me money for pants. If I say I want to buy
but,
brown,
but the man says I'm the head of the family, so you take orders.
What head?
Well,
is he ready to pay me my salary, to pay me a salary monthly?
Okay.
He is not. So I have to work to take care of myself.
Okay. So you found a way around your own problem, which is your husband not taking your ideas seriously. So now you don't care anymore.
I find my way.
So if the house is burning, you watch the house burn with him. Then when he's like, honey, do you think we need fire extinguisher? You're like, well, maybe we need fire extinguisher. Then
Joyce,
you now go
you
and
know
get
what?
Fire extinguisher.
Joyce, you know what? When it comes to his own issue, I don't say nothing.
Okay.
Whenever he's just going around nagging, I will just be watching. If he needs me, he will walk up to me.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you. I got it. I got the juice out of that. Thank you, pretty. I do appreciate you calling in. The Sunny Side, welcome to the show. What's your name? The volume of your radio set. I know you get it. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yes. What's your name? To remain anonymous.
Nah. I am... Go ahead. Turn
up
the volume of your radio set. Honey, no. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Okay.
You couldn't do that? Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the Sunny Side. Welcome, my friend. What's your
Hello?
Name? Hello, lady. How are you?
Hi, Joyce. How are you doing?
I'm good. Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, Chinoye.
Okay.
You see this matter, eh? It's a very, very, very vital and critical issue.
Okay.
Guys, are you there?
I'm not.
Okay, you're there. I know you're there.
Oh, okay. All right. Who knows?
Guys, can you imagine somebody who said now that Koboko Man is saying he's quoting Bible that does not even exist inside the Bible. So a man now that is married now, is a wife now will come and scatter house for me. And I'll begin pray for the man to change, to be a clean man. Joyce.
What do you think about that?
It's very bad to me.
Bad?
How can a man, will come and cut a house for me that I didn't? I'll begin pray for him that he should
That's what the pastor on Instagram said. It's like, you know, you keep praying.
Okay, no, don't worry. We'll keep praying.
He's a pastor, he has a church, and he's getting popular.
A man will be cheating on the wife. What society and pastor will be saying is keep on praying for him so that any disease that whole man will be made.
Yeah.
But if the woman do the same thing, they will be accusing the woman. The relationship is very, they take the woman to arrest him.
No, the man will pray too. I think.
The man, no, that kind of prayer will not work because the man will not even pray. Even the pastor will tell him, don't pray. Because from that woman, he will die.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Joyce, hello?
Mm-mm-mm.
Anything that woman says in some marriage does not count. Okay, now, anything that woman says, that will say, come on, shut up your mouth, don't say anything. What do you mean? Okay, that just
who says that?
You know that. You know that, Joyce. You know that.
You marry someone who tells you to shut up.
Wait, now, Joyce.
Wait, are you serious? You married someone who told you to shut up?
Yes, now, for men do that now, to tell their wife, shut up your mouth, your opinion doesn't count.
Eh?
You don't know. Yes, now. Most of our callers now, they will not talk now. They will not talk. They will be claiming holy than thou. They're calling us if they are good.
You marry a man.
Joyce.
Yes.
Do you know that most men, I'm trying to say this to most men, they have body odor and mouth odor.
Well, you know, that's not the conversation, child. Stay on the topic. Come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying now. But I want to try to say something, Joyce. Try to understand me. Joyce, are you there?
No.
Okay, sorry, my love. Where are you again? If wife now come now, husband come back from work, now wife now say, ah, honey, go and take your bath. The next thing we hear that, what are you trying to say? I have body odor.
No, I think you're imagining things. I don't know. I don't know that to be true. I think you're imagining things.
Yes, let me just tell you this.
I think let's hear other people. I think you're imagining things. Honestly,
I'm not. I know. I cannot imagine bad dreams. I'm saying reality.
Okay.
Instead of just to take correction and say that okay, my wife said I should do this.
All right.
Let me go and do it. So you know, family member will hear.
Okay, we have to let the man speak because this is them.
You see, this is what I will call story. I know they will call my name. Let them come. I'm ready. I have 25 naira. I am ready. Joyce, don't worry. I know you load my card for me. I will come back and come and attack them.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Hi, to 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. We're talking about the dynamic that works in some marriages, at least it looks like it's working, but does it? And it's one where the woman says she has to play humble, silent. She has to, in some cases, appear to be ignorant. She has to be... I don't want to give it any bad tags, assuming that sometimes it happens with the best of intentions, you know? So the woman has to play down, play quiet, do as she's told, follow rules or orders, depending on who we're pretty much referencing. Yeah, and that's what works. Because the one caller says, well, somebody's got to be the head. And the implications of that could also mean that, well, he sees himself in a certain capacity and the woman in another capacity. And when you compare both capacities, it's different. Where one thinks, well, I have more power than you do, and so what I say is... And you shouldn't be saying anything. Well, let's find out. The sunny side, welcome. Nigeria Info, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. What's your name?
This is Jeff from my papa.
Welcome, go ahead. How are you? Can you hear me? All right, hi. Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Welcome, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Sunday. I'm calling from Ajegunle.
Welcome, go ahead.
What I want to say about this marital status of a thing is that I'm 30 years of age. I haven't got married, but I just want to say something about it because I've seen so many cases about a man and a woman, maybe husband and wife, whereby maybe the wife doesn't respect the wife, the husband, or the husband doesn't respect the wife.
Okay.
And most cases, it turns to a violence in their house.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, now, let me use the cases of my own father, my father. Are you getting it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing me?
I am. I'm listening.
Like, my father used to do something that get me angry most times, you know? I was a young boy when my father got married to another woman, and at the end of the day, every little thing, he will start beating his wife just because of a little thing that doesn't cause any issue. Maybe he asked the wife to do something, and he mistakenly... did not do it, and the end of the day, you just see slap from nowhere start on the woman's face. And the end of the day, so the two of them will now start fighting. So I'll be the one separating them at my early age. So on a very good day, I just called my father that you are not teaching me something to do as a man. I told him he was shocked, and I said, if you continue doing this in my presence as a little boy, what do you want me to do to my wife?
Yeah, but you already blame the woman. You say that it's the woman who doesn't respect the man.
No,
that's how you started.
Time, most cases.
Well, it's unfortunate that that's what you're referring to. So I think you're choosing what your facts should entail. I think it's unfortunate that your actual life experience actually counters your first sentence. That you say, well, you know, in some cases, you said in most cases, the woman does not respect the man. So I'm waiting to hear the story because I thought maybe your mother disrespects your father. In fact, you seem to have quite a lot of compassion for your stepmom because that's not your mom. That's your stepmom. And you're saying, well, your dad's messing up. But your first sentence was, women don't respect men. So somewhere at the back of your head, you're contending with the illusion of power. I mean, just from what you have said, I can just take it apart. Really. You would like to really just pin something on the woman. But even though what the man is doing is not good, but you know, let's just assume that, because some of these women say they don't even have respect. I mean, like, you complicate yourself. It's like a work of contradictions. Hey. Hi. The Sunny Side. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Yes, good afternoon.
You called me Eze. Hello. What's my name?
Hold on, man. This is great. Anita from Lekki.
I mean, I think we can just get over introduction.
Well done.
Thank you.
I think let me not dispute with, let me not argue with that brother. Women do not respect men. Sometimes women respect, if you respect yourself. Hello, ma.
Believe me.
If I'm you here. Respect yourself, if you value yourself, women will respect you.
Mm.
That is my own understanding about respect.
That's all you want to say, yeah?
Exactly. There's good women and there's bad women. And there's bad man and there's good man. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Hey, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. What's your name?
Thank you very much. My name is Semiat. I'm calling from Apapa.
Go ahead.
Okay, so men feed off respect. I don't know the way the thing actually fits them. It makes them feel like if they don't get respect, they are not man enough. Hence the submission, the submissive, my wife has to be submissive. The submissive, whatever, is a very sensitive topic for me.
No.
Personally.
I mean, what is respect? If not that they call it respect, but under that, it's ego. What's respect?
They want the female to respect them.
What does
while
that mean?
They don't want to respect. You get.
I think they would like to call it respect, but it's actually that's not the word.
That's
arrogance. It's something.
Use.
No, so that's not right. Because what
that's
is respect?
Not what, they use.
What is respect?
Like, really? Doesn't respect me. In my case,
it's
now,
that you feel arrogant. You feel like when maybe you tell her something and she doesn't get it right, or she contends with it, and you're like, "Who are you to talk back at me or something?"
Exactly.
Respect me.
And
so
everything
that's
you,
not respect.
Goes
that's,
back
that's something else.
To Adam was the first man, so Adam is the heir.
Is that what your husband tells you?
I'm not married.
You guys really have boring conversations. What?
I am not married,
okay.
And I'm not even sure I'm going to get married.
Why?
If most of all the men that are being breeded right now are like this.
No, look, honey, there's heaven and earth. Fall in love. Nothing is better than that.
It's just really very annoying. You don't do the right thing. You have a very terrible behavior, and then you expect someone to respect you with all that attitude you have.
Wait, I think you are offended by something you've seen or heard. Don't worry.
Yes, I'm offended by something I've experienced. It's so annoying. And all of them are the same. I keep hearing the same stories, similar stories, everything. Who trained these people?
Yeah. Wait, how old are you, girl?
I'm 25, yeah.
Well,
I'm 25, and it seems all
it looks like they're all the same,
wired.
But no, they're not all the same. Some make mistake, and then they correct the mistake, some of them. Others don't have a head for correction.
Some. No, hey. Some.
Yeah, some.
A very low amount of them actually correct. They apologize. The rest are just... Oh,
yeah, so just pick from the ones that their heads is correct now. Which one is you don't want to marry? You pick from the... So that's also something else. Like, you can't... Well, I mean, I can't quite tell you what to do if you don't want to be married. It's not like I'm paying for your wedding. And if I were, I'll be happy you're not getting married, because then again, I get to keep my money. But no, it's that you can't quite make a carpet statement like that and not be wrong. Because some people grew up a certain way, and then they've been a mess all their lives. And then light happens to them, and then they change. That happens. Miracle happens. Yeah. And then some people, they're afraid of change, that they hold so tightly to madness, hoping someone can live with it. Well, welcome to the show then. Let's figure out if it's possible. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, welcome. How are you? Good afternoon to you. Can you hear me? Hello? Nigeria Info, you on the Sunny Side? Hello?
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
I'm with you. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okay. Yes. I want to remain anonymous. I've called before. I've been listening to this program. It's as if maybe it's because of what happened to me today. The thing about praying for your husband.
Have you called the show today? Sorry, have you called the show today?
Yes, I called when you asked me to turn down the volume of my radio and my line went off.
Okay, so turn down the volume of your radio again and then you can go ahead. Oh, so we didn't hear you earlier on then. Go ahead.
Okay, let me do that.
You done it? Okay.
I've turned it off.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so something like that just happened, and I was so upset. I went out, and I was just sharing with my neighbor. You know what she said? Yeah, keep praying for her. I said, no, don't tell me that again. I'm not going to pray again. I'm not going to pray. It's too, it's much. You are living with someone who doesn't take advice. He doesn't listen to what you say. He does whatever he thinks is right, and he's okay with that. You don't have any objection. You know, it concerns my, it's something that concerns my children. And if it has to, if it has come to the extent of affecting my children's well-being and their education, is something I cannot take anymore. So I'm really angry about it. I don't know, the way a whole lot of things is not only about this one. It's much, and so, I mean, women are going through so many things in their marriages and they are keeping quiet.
Have you discussed with your husband? What's wrong? Sorry? Have you discussed with your husband the problem? Like, hey, gentlemen,
yes,
this is a problem.
It's actually about my children with their school fees. I told him, we have to pay these children's school fees. He said, I'm traveling. When I came back, he came back. He said, before I travel again, I will give you. He traveled today, and I told him, he said, tell the woman when I come back. When the heck can I tell him? Don't you know, the teachers that are teaching these kids, they are paying them. And this woman, I went to her and explained to her. She gave me the whole textbooks that my daughter needs. He
Wait, your husband is traveling?
I shoot him.
Well, is your husband?
I shoot him.
Is your husband flying free? What's he doing? He's traveling, so he's paying for trips.
Sorry?
Your husband is traveling, you say?
Yes, he's traveling. He traveled to the... Yes.
Maybe... I wanted to say he doesn't have money, but he has transport fare. Like,
no!
Flight.
No,
he's traveling
he
for free?
If he doesn't have money, I wouldn't be talking about it. He has the money. He has it. I just understand. This is the man that when we are, we would have nothing, as in, we didn't have anything to eat. There was no money. He was so obedient. So, I don't know.
Sober, submissive, cooperative.
Yes, understand.
He was a present husband. Now he's on the streets.
Something
busy.
Is coming out. You know, we are seeing something. He has changed entirely. I don't understand.
So, have you been praying?
I've been praying. I'm just sick and tired of the whole thing. I've been praying.
After praying, what are you going to do now? Because, look, I feel like I'm the one who has demystified this whole pray for your spouse thing. I think it's a whole lot. Look, I think it's great if you're praying for someone with a head on his shoulder. Now, if we're dealing with the fool, I don't have the patience for it. So maybe I'll listen to your stories, you know? Maybe there's something I can learn from your stories. So... I think you should explain to him that these are his kids and they need to go to school. Do you have a job?
Yes, I'm a fashion designer, but right now I don't have a shop. I'm just doing it at home. We just packed into this area. I don't know much people here. So the few people I'm telling, they are giving me work, you know. I've not started doing it much like that.
So how long, don't you think maybe you should leave your kids at home for a period, a semester? Let him come home every time and see them.
Even a time I lied to him that they said they would send them. They'll send them back when they should come and start home. I said, what?
So try it. So try it. You have to. It's a risk you're going to have to take. Rather than just, go whole mad, I think, let your kids come home and sit down for one semester. Let him go, come back, meet them. Go, come back, meet them. Whose children are you? Aren't you supposed to be in school? Is that what you sit down at home? Let him, then, let's see how he feels about watching his kids not getting an education. Then if he really don't care, then, honey, sit back and look at that marriage certificate again. Yeah, just sit and just look at what you've done to yourself.
Okay.
Well, I think you should do something after praying, except you feel that you need to continue in prayer. Someone called the show last week and said that there's a type of prayer that you pray, the fervent one. So maybe you've been praying and you just been on level one. You might need to go to five now. Dry fasting, mounting.
It's not the prayer that I've been praying that brought this breakthrough.
And you now pray the one that will bring him home. You will now pray a different one that will make him bring money. Then you now pray a separate one that will make him pay his children's school fee. You now pray another one that will, give... that pay next term school fee. Like, honey, this is work. What do you think? This is work, child. Come on. You can't be acting all surprised. You keep praying. Then you get tired. Then you do something about everything. I think.
No.
Wait. What do you think I said? Don't cry. What do you think I said? Oh, don't cry. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
I want you to hurt. I want you to cry. Then I want you to make a decision.
Yes. When we started this show, I cried. Today I said, God, I'm not going to keep crying like this.
Yeah. So you cry.
I'm not going to keep crying.
You hurt. You watch your kids sit at home. Then you wake up one day and you make a decision and you don't look back. That's what you do.
Huh.
Mm.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Be strong, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Nigeria Info. Hi. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Yeah, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, Joyce, please, not gonna pity men or...
Don't do that. No, don't do that. Please, come on. No, wait, don't do that. No, please, no, stop. Please don't do that. We're not talking about people who have cerebral palsy here. Don't do
that. I know what I'm saying.
No, I don't think you do. Don't say, don't, no, please don't say that. No, because this is not.
You normally say that it's because of ego. It's not ego.
It's what?
It's mumuism. Don't know it.
It's mumuism.
Yes.
Are you trying to make me laugh?
That's why you need to teach them.
Do you know it's worse that you're a fool than that you had an ego?
But just sorry. By the way, why people love marriage so much? Can't you build yourself?
What are you saying?
Can't people build themselves?
What are you saying?
In
the name of truth. In the name of...
Take care of ourselves and take care of that. Why marriage?
You said why marriage?
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm listening to you.
It's not benefit, it's not truth. It's not from normality.
Wait, one minute you say it's not the man. Then you say it's not ego, it's mumuism. And then you say, look, you know what? You're throwing me all over the place. Stop. Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
Hello?
Lady? I'm with you. Welcome.
I don't want to call my name today because I'm your regular caller and I'm always on your show.
All right.
Yes, but I just tuned in now when that engineer was calling and was like saying that the women stay with the children more than the men. Depends on the kind of job you do. Hello?
Okay.
Like in my own case, I was the one that called you one certain time and I was even crying. I could not hold myself. Even when my husband is traveling, he never tells me. It's just like what the last caller just said.
Yeah.
It's only when some men have, you will know who they are. In my own case, I know how we started. In the order of your show, I narrated how we started and everything. Do you know that? Let me even bring this issue to you because I have not even heard this issue since I've been calling your show, even on this series of your program. Do you know that I and my husband, our own is inter-tribal marriage. Do you know that my husband never allowed me to speak my language to my children?
Really?
He never allowed me to speak just because the type of business we do, we run this business together, everything. But in many a times, I stayed more in the business. Then he will be at home with the kids. So the only little time I used to have for my children to speak the language, I kept this thing for over 18 years. I never explained to anybody, not until... The brother visited our house one day. Issue came up. On trying to resolve the issue, this particular issue came up. And he was so bitter about it. My children have grown. They can never speak my language. All in the name of slavery to marriage. I have siblings, Joyce, but I will never advise any of them to get married. If they wish to get married, good and fine. Because I believe that marriage is a game of luck. It's even a game. I tag marriage as a game. If you are lucky, fine. If you are not lucky, take it as your... maybe that is how your own just... That is how your own is. Hello?
I'm with you. I'm listening.
In my own case, again, this is a house that... The one he said is final. You don't... He can, if he wants to do anything,
He cannot come here and say, okay, darling, this is how we are supposed to go about it. He do it at his own will. He do whatever he likes in the house. I can say. The same journey I was always saying that whenever he's traveling, I never know. 2 days, I will not know where he is. He did the same thing last week. He just went out from morning to night. But now, I am the most happiest person in that marriage now because I have tried to live my life the way I want it to be. I try to make myself happy by pleasing myself not to talk again, and which is silence. So it's not everybody that we be able to live that silence, because I have talked, I have cried, I have prayed. So let's face reality. In this kind of situation, prayer cannot solve it. Prayer cannot settle it. Though we are Christians, we believe in prayer. Still today, I still pray for him, but I allow him to live his life. That is reality. Because even if you are praying, you should know that reality can never be covered. Reality must surely have its way. That is all I have to say. Now, that is
Thank
the
you.
One. I even wanted to maybe write my point in a paper so that I will not forget. But yep. I did not write. So this is the one I remember now. So as the show goes on, I'll keep calling.
Yeah, thank
to tell you.
You
more. My
thank
children you. Never speak my language in the home. My first son is 22 years old.
Where are you
but
from?
But they don't understand my language.
Where are you from?
Just because I want peace to reign in the home.
You're agreed. So where are you from?
Hello?
Where are you from? What's your tribe?
My husband is from Anambra State, and I am from Benue State.
All right. That's all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he never allowed me to speak my language to my children. And we are still loving ourselves, pretending to be loving ourselves.
Well, that's exactly
is that love?
That's what it is, pretense. Well, you're doing a bad job pretending, actually, because first of all, I don't even know what you mean, love and pretense in the same sentence. So, I think that I've met arrogant men, and really what they want is power. It's just power. So, there's a terrible appetite for power. It's insane. And I wish that they have a problem. Two, I wish that they know that there is a consequence for what they do. I wish that they understand how power works. But guess my greatest wish? I wish the women will come to a knowledge of themselves. The day you do, you would not believe what's possible. You would not believe. You will not believe what's possible. I want to tell you about possibilities, but God, grammar fails. Like, what's possible? And it's funny because when you think about it, the man is so self-absorbed, and then you miss out on the fact that, well, you have your kids who should benefit from both sides. What dad is and who he is and what mom is and, you know, where she's from. Your kids should benefit. And all of that can be a fusion to a very large degree, so that your kids really just benefit, one, from the fact that both of you are from two different ends of Nigeria, and then God knows what that could evolve in. If your son, for example, speaks Igbo and then speaks the dialect from the Middle Belt, and then maybe he shows proficiency with language learning, and then, well, you never can tell. So he can learn some Chinese, which is very difficult to learn, but once you start teaching them young, it's a very great escape. And maybe he never really has to go to school, because, well, he needs to go to school, but then if he never, he can become something just by learning languages. He could teach people languages, and then if you add that to education, I mean, like, just think about what's possible. But because some people are so self-absorbed, you don't quite calculate what's possible. And so the lady is saying that she's just silent for peace to reign. Did we speak? I think we did. We spoke about, I think I asked you on Lords of Logic last year, peace and war, which is costlier? I've asked that question before. Peace and war, which is costlier? Well, you say war. Then I want to tell you what this woman is sacrificing just for peace to reign. Then you realize that it's costlier for there to be peace. War is easy. It's costlier for there to be peace. But I think in a situation as that, you could be losing twofold, because you're losing yourself, and then your kids are losing too. Conversation for another day. 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, let's see. Before a break. How are you? Welcome. What's your name? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Dr. Stanley Omozuwa.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Benin. I am quite surprised by what I'm hearing from women because I think it's, it has to do with background. I'm married for 30 years now.
Yeah.
And when we were young, my father married 7 wives. He was able to stay with these 7 wives, and we were living amicably. So since we got married these 30 years, it has been very blissful because I learned from my father.
Right.
So I want to say it's a kind of background.
Okay.
We have to kind of inculcate values now because it's missing in the society.
Evidently.
I'm married for 30 years now. I've not beaten my wife once. We have 5 children. My first daughter has graduated and married.
Wow.
So this one women are talking, my heart bleeds because
if you
treat your wife like a queen, she will carry you like a king.
Don't worry, just sit back, relax. You hear more sad stories. Thank you very much for calling.
So that's what I feel. I feel this one the women are talking. The men have to come to understand it has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with Bible. When we were young, our parents, some celebrated 60 years in marriage.
Hold on a second. I have to be off on a break. Believe me. A second. We'll be right back.